To help us survive spiritually in today's world, we need to understand how God speaks to us, as well as bring to light how the adversary speaks to us. The more we recognize the way both of these influences show up in our lives, the easier it is to discern and not be fooled. After publishing my book, Not Today, Satan, I felt like there was more to do to help my friends recognize Satan in their own lives. So here's a podcast, Not This Week, Satan, where we explore weekly ideas, experiences, and scriptures to be more aware of the adversary's influence, to help you gain greater desire, confidence, and strength to turn away from the adversary and towards Jesus. The last two episodes have kind of stemmed from a lot of my own darkness and heaviness and me sharing more of myself than I usually like to, which has been great. Don't get me wrong there, the outpouring of messages I've been getting of people relating to these things and feeling those feelings of darkness resonating and understanding what it is has really been amazing. Please feel free to send me those messages anytime. And I plan to continue sharing deeper personal experiences, but I feel like today I need a little more lighthearted episode. So we're going to talk about basketball. I wrote a shorter version of this analogy in my book, which if you haven't read it or heard of it, you can download the ebook copy of it for free from my website, NotTodaySatanBook.com. But anyway, I'm hoping to add a little more value to this basketball analogy in this episode today. When I was in high school, I played on the basketball team. I played for the most intense coach I've ever heard of. If you're a Southern Utah local, you might know him or have heard of him. Steve Hodson. Or he was more widely known as Coach Hod. Coach Hod was passionate about the success of our team. He showed that our success was important to him in both his efforts to prepare himself for our practices and games, as well as his efforts to help us prepare for those things. Coach Hod spent hours and hours watching game tape of our team and of other teams to study and learn and create these packets called scouting reports. A few days before each game, he would give us these 3 to 4 page scouting reports of the team we would be facing. These reports had details on the opposing team members' basketball strengths and weaknesses, a detailed breakdown of their offensive and defensive strategies, what they were named, the signals for them, how they implemented them, everything. There were strategies for us to compete against individuals as well as their team as a whole, which of our defenses would work best for us and which of our offenses would thrive against them. In our games, when we saw what offensive play the opposing team called, we knew the adjustments we needed to make without our coach saying a word. When we saw which defensive strategy they were using, we knew which of our offensive plays would work best against it. We knew these things because we were prepared. Basically, these reports said, this is how you beat them. There were also repercussions for not following or studying or implementing the scouting reports. First, there was the potential consequence of not getting to play in the game. We always had a team meeting before a game, and any one of us could be called on by our coaches with questions about the information in the scouting report. If you didn't know the things you were supposed to have studied and memorized, you got benched. And then the more important consequence of flat out not being prepared, which lessened our chances at winning. With that preparation to understand the opposing teams each game we played and have a plan to face them, we had a pretty successful season. We lost one game that year to a team in the preseason that was way out of our league, and then we ended up taking state. But this principle is the same in our head-to-heads with Satan. When we study and understand more about who he is, what he's trying to do, how he's trying to do it, and have our hearts prepared with what we will do when we face him, we have more power against him. The thing that's different between my high school game versus the one team we lost to and our individual matches versus the adversary is that the adversary is never actually too strong for us. That basketball team was full of players that just had more talent and athleticism than we had and were just as prepared as we were, and they smoked us. We really didn't have a chance against them. But that doesn't happen with the adversary. Of course, we all have times where we fall to temptations or weaknesses, but we are never by default outmatched against him, especially when we are close to the Lord. Satan doesn't have any actual power to take us down on his own, even with the help of his army. Those forces of evil can only convince us to make decisions that cause us to take ourselves out of the game. But even then, even when we fall to temptation, even when we make those decisions on our own, there are still options for us to beat him. It could be repentance, or it could simply be turning away from Satan and putting our thoughts and focus on the light instead. Our preparation of our hearts and souls will ensure that we will win every time. Just a side note though, don't forget that winning will look different in each individual person and with each individual situation. In this context, there are a few things that can apply to all of us. Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5, gives us one way to prepare that is applicable to everyone. It's simple, and it sometimes loses power because we talk about it so often, but it's huge. The scripture says, "Pray always that you may come off conqueror, yea, that you may conquer Satan, and that you may escape the hands of the servants of Satan that do uphold his work." We can all pray, and we all need to pray. But your individual preparation of your soul will be personalized to you. Be aware of where the adversary sees you as weak and pushes your buttons and strengthen that part of yourself. If you can't see it, pray for clarity. Ask your Father in heaven to help you see, and then do all of the little things that will build you up and fortify you against attacks from the team whose whole goal is your destruction and endless misery. From my own experience, here's my advice of how to do that. Pray a lot. Study God's word. Look for God's hand in your life. Journal and record things of light. Record times you felt the Spirit and things that built your testimony. And keep yourself out of places that you know you are ripe for temptation when you are in them. Whether that's a physical place or a mindset, try your hardest to keep yourself out of it. All of these things and others that you will find personally that build your faith and confidence in Christ and build your faith and confidence in yourself will guarantee your success against Satan. It might be painful and slow and exhausting, and really sometimes it might feel like you are losing. But you will always come out on top when you stay on Christ's team. Let's take the high school basketball analogy even further. Our coach was mega prepared. We trusted him and everything he told us to do, and it always paid off. We always came out on the winning end. Well, except for that one time. It's not a perfect analogy, but in the scriptures we can see how that applies to Heavenly Father in helping us with these battles versus the adversary, and also how it's so much better than a really good basketball coach. So check out Moses chapter 1 verse 39, a scripture many of you have heard before. This is God speaking, and he says, "For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man." Just a reminder of what eternal life is, it's living as families in God's presence, living with God and as God, and that is his work and his glory to help you get there. Imagine having the most powerful being in the entire universe, not only cheering for you on the sidelines, but coaching you, mentoring you, seeing your success as his success, having his whole job be focused on you winning. Now stop imagining, because that's real life. You don't actually have to use imagination here. It's reality. It's truth. Satan's work is to make you miserable, to drag you down. But Heavenly Father, the work that he is most interested in is your eternal joy, to build you up and to welcome you home. You will face in many different ways the most annoying, cruel, painful, all the bad adjectives, opposition in your life. But through all of it, you have divine coaching, divine help and guidance and love. You have your heavenly parents, your Savior, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost who can be with you all the time. You have angels watching over you and all around you, and all of them work for that same purpose. They are all unified to bring to pass your immortality and your eternal life. Their goal, their glory is to bring you home, to help you get through this life and return to live with them in the endless joy of eternity that is heaven. Why do we fight that truth sometimes? I don't know. But let's all agree to just trust heaven a little more and prepare our hearts against hell a little more, and I think we'll all be just fine.